Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mothercare analyst call for Q1 trading update. My name is Faye, and I'll be your coordinator for today's conference. For the duration of the call, you'll be on listen only. However, at the end, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Mark Newton-Jones, Chief Executive of Mothercare, to begin. Thank you.
Good morning, all. I've got Matt Smith with me, CFO, as well. I just want to chat through really the numbers that we've put out this morning and give you a little bit of color behind the background behind the figures, but also touch on some sort of early observations or my early observations on the business. Before I start, though, I want to touch sort of more globally on our business and to highlight a couple of things. First of all, what a committed and dedicated team I've come into here and amazing lengths of service, which is extraordinary in a retail business that generally has fairly high turnover. Some amazing lengths of service, great knowledge, a real commitment to the two brands we have here, Early Learning Centre and Mothercare. The second thing I wanted to highlight is, and this is my stand back sort of industry observer, is what a brilliant job this business has done in exporting itself internationally, both Mothercare and the Early Learning Centre brands. It's easy to forget that most retail businesses, when they leave these shores, fail trying to expand into new territories, whereas there are two or three standout examples, and I'd give you Body Shop and Burberry as two of those standout examples. We're one of the others. To consider that we have over 1,200 stores internationally, 800 of those Mothercare, 400 of those Early Learning Centre, that's a real success story that almost sadly has got lost in the fog because of the well-reported struggle in the U.K. to bring the U.K. back to profit. I will come back onto that. Just dealing with the statements, I'll touch briefly on international and then briefly on the U.K. and then talk about my observations, which I'm sure everyone will be interested to know. The first thing, internationally, strong quarter, 13% increase in space, 15% increase in growth in sales in constant currency. The figures have been slightly helped, flattered, should I say, by the Ramadan move. Ramadan moved, the religious holiday moved by a couple of weeks, and that's favored this quarter. We think that's a couple of percentage points in the number, which will unwind obviously in the next quarter. Again, everyone will be well aware of the currency devaluation. The four particular territories there, countries there, Russia, Turkey, India, and Indonesia. Now, Matt has done a fine job over the last six months in terms of de-risking some of that devaluation through hedging, which if there's any question on that, Matt will be more than happy to respond to. What have I seen in these businesses? I've been fortunate enough to meet a number of the franchise owners, and they're very enthusiastic. They've all got growth plans for the future. This is a solid business model. I see that both in the existing territories and in new territories, there is opportunity for further growth there. The U.K., turning to the U.K. As I said earlier, it's been well reported, the struggle of the U.K. What do I see here? Well, I see a business, again, two great brand names, great DNA, trust, loyalty, great advice, things that cost tens of millions of pounds to build. We've got them, two great brand names. However, obviously the business has struggled to make profit. It needs modernizing, and it needs modernizing. We need to invest and improve our infrastructure, our stores, our head office systems, and update many of the retail practices to make ourselves a modern business. I can talk about that in a little bit more detail. In spite of this, great customer loyalty. Broadly 800,000 babies are born every year. We know that 70% of new parents come to us. We have that strong customer loyalty. We see that in our footfall in store, but also our significant amount of customers come to us online every week, 1.5 million or thereabout, which is 2 to 3 times the size of anyone else in the market. So trading, let me touch on trading then in the quarter. Trading for the UK plus 0.9 like for like, so a solid performance there, and tracking ahead of where we've been over the last year. And importantly, a lot of good work has gone into the business to start to stabilise the sales line. Now, within that number, there's a change to the way we're trading the business, which will have an impact not just in this quarter, but will have an impact in the quarters that follow. And that is about trading more at full price and less at discount. And the reason for highlighting this at this early stage is it is going to create a few bumps in the like-for-like performance of the business, and you can see that coming through in this period in online. Online had a higher level of discounting activity throughout the last year, and we're weaning ourselves off that and becoming more confident as a full-price retailer. But it does mean that the online performance will take a little bit of a dip, and it's very early days to start saying exactly what that's going to look like, because we're only sort of a couple of months into this trading approach. The flip side of that is it does mean that margins, our cash margin, we're managing the business for cash margin, should show some kind of improvement. But again, it's too early to actually start calling any kind of numbers on that, because we are literally just starting this trading approach. But the reason for the online performance in the UK moving backwards by circa 7% is absolutely because of the level of discounting. And this time last year, there were certain weeks where the business grew by 60 or 70%, substantial growth numbers, which we're anniversarying against. Until we've got through those anniversaries of all those events, we will see that that online performance somewhat erratic year on year. But a solid performance, 0.9 up, 7 down online, which is exactly where we would expect it to be with the level of discounting that we're doing. And so we're relatively pleased. It's a good first quarter for the business. But to be very clear, we are optimising the business for cash. We're managing the business for cash margin. Okay. Early observations. There are a number of sort of themes coming out from my first few months in the business. This is not forming the future strategy of the business now, and you'll have to forgive me that. If over the course of the next few months, as my thoughts mature, I change some of these views, because it is such early days, and perhaps I'm probably saying more than ordinarily would. But as I've been here in an interim capacity, I think I should provide at least some information on what we've been up to. I will come back in the autumn with something more comprehensive, sort of review of the business. So the four themes are that we are putting our efforts into are cost reduction and cash generation, and margin, and that's both bought in and achieved, improving our service online and in store, and then a bit more forward-looking in product and the shape of our ranges. So I'll just touch on each one of those and just give a little bit of commentary. First one, cash reduction and cost reduction and cash generation. The last thing we want is cash reduction. Cost reduction and cash generation. We're looking at the cost areas of the business. We're looking at how we can generate more cash. It's been well commentated already in the press what we've done with supplier terms. And just to be clear there, we've not just sent a cold letter to suppliers. 80% of our turnover comes from a fairly limited group of suppliers. And we've had face-to-face meetings with the guys about how we can improve terms, how we can improve exclusivity of product. And basically what we're doing here is just what you would expect any good retail business to do. And clearly that focus there is to change terms, improve them, our cost lines. Secondly is margin. We're doing a good job at controlling the level of discounting now in the business. We delayed the end of season sale by 2 weeks to take a further advantage of full price sales. Obviously, the weather's been kind to us as well, which is awfully helpful for a retailer in a spring summer season. And the net effect of this is obviously to control our cash margins better in the business and get back to being a full price retailer. And it will have a bigger impact online than on the online sales line than it will on the store sales line. But equally, we're looking at our bought-in margins, so how we're negotiating, the way we're engineering products, and to see if we can achieve a better intake margin over the course of time as well. So there's two things on margins. Service online and in-store. Again, this has been relatively well-trailed already in the media that we have relooked at our store scheduling of hours. This is a tough decision to make because it does affect a number of our employees. But simply, we have too many of our colleagues at the start of the day and too many of our colleagues at the end of the day. And when the customers are coming into our stores more in the middle of the day, we don't have enough faces there to greet them. And so it has affected about 500 of our employees out of a 4,500 population in the stores. But that 500 will become 700 as we adjust the hours and employ more people to serve our customers. And online, we have some effort to improve the online journey for our customers, to put more consistency into it, and hopefully as a result we'll improve conversion. And conversion online at the moment is tracking below where we would wish it to be. The last part of the effort that's going in this period is more forward looking, and this is a season out or thereabouts, fashion season I'm talking about there. Season out, and that is about product because it has a longer lead time to it. And we're looking at our ranges to see how we've structured the ranges in the terminology you'd be fairly familiar with, I'm sure, a good, better, best. And our ranges have become somewhat skewed to the base area of good, and we need to sort of skew them back. Now, this does not mean completely changing our pricing policy. It doesn't mean not having great value for money. Quite the opposite. What it means is making sure the balance is better across the price points. And just to give you sort of a broad number on that, our average selling price, this is clothing and footwear specifically, has skewed by about 20%, become 20% lower over the last 2 years. So that's quite a shift, and we need to sort of just re-establish that correct structure of good, better, best. So the clue is there, more in the middle and a little bit more at the top. Okay, so those are the sort of general themes that we've been working through. A solid quarter. A change to our trading approach, focusing more on full price and starting to restore the margins, and then a number of areas where our efforts going in to fix what I would call sort of the retail basics. Longer term, we'll come back in the autumn to talk in more detail about the future shape and direction of the business, and that's a summary really of what we've been up to. So open the line to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypads. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question on today's call, press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Okay, we have no questions. Oh, apologies. We have a question from the line of Matthew Taylor from Numis. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mark. I'm just wondering in terms of your discussions with your franchise partners, presumably it was an opportunity to have a sort of fairly full exchange of views on what sort of happened, back in the UK in terms of management change, in terms of the business there. And I was just wondering, how those discussions went and what their, what their sort of concerns are and what they're, what they were interested in.
Well, it's interesting. I didn't really touch on it on my commentary there, Matthew, but what's interesting here is anything we do to improve the UK business has a direct and positive effect on our franchise partners' businesses. So if we can reduce the lead time of product down and get product more quickly into the business and more quickly into their business, that's a really positive thing. It's good for their cash flow, good for newness in ranges, good for customer footfall. So, and I've talked to them sort of about the shape of what we're doing in this sort of interim period, and very positive responses. You know, very positive responses because, you know, like all of us, they're retailers and they want to have a successful business. And anything we can do to improve the retailing of the UK has a direct impact on them.
And what have you noticed in terms of sort of product mix? What could your learnings be? I mean, clearly the product's performing extremely well in most of the overseas markets, and you know, I'm aware that there's you know, distinctions in terms of what you offer there relative to the UK. Is there any learnings you perhaps can import back to the UK?
Yeah, there is. And you know, when I talk about the range architecture of good, better, best, interestingly, when we design our ranges, and we design them obviously for the world here, we don't necessarily select them all for the UK. And a perfect example, because I've just mentioned in the numbers, is Ramadan. We did the most fantastic Ramadan range for children, which is sort of party wear is probably the best way of describing it. The sort of thing you would dress one of your children in to go to, I don't know, a christening or a wedding or a party. And yet we don't mix that product into the UK. We may buy it and design it, but we only select it for our international partners. So that's a perfect example of product that we could have in the UK. We buy it today. We've chosen not to mix it into our stores.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And we have no further questions coming through, so I'll hand you back to your host to conclude today's conference.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now replace your handset. Hold the line for the conference host to join the conference or a customer services representative. Hold the line for the conference host to join the conference or a customer services representative. Hold the line for the conference host to join the conference or a customer services representative. Hold the line for the conference host to join the conference or a customer services representative. Hold the line for the conference host to join the conference or a customer services representative. Thank you.
hold the line for the conference host to join the conference or a customer services representative.